Mike Vaccaro is a tremendous writer for the New York Post. He's got all the details, Bernard. He loves you and I. So here he is, our dear friend, Mike Vaccaro. Good morning, Michael.
Sid, that's a great story to hear to start the morning, and it really kind of represents who Fred Wilfond is. Unfortunately, I mean, people get caught up in the wins and losses and the finances of baseball teams, and they forget they're owned by people. And Fred has always been a gentleman like that. And I'm not going to say it surprises, because it still does kind of surprise me when you hear somebody like that do something that kind.
Yeah.
But that kind of inspires me for the rest of the day. I'm sorry you had to go through that, but I'm delighted you had that story to tell.
I'm glad you're saying that, because that's why I wanted to tell this story. Because, you know, look, Jeff Wilpon, his son, is a guy that a lot of people don't like, to be honest. I don't know Jeff all that well, but it is a nice story, and it does go to show you that Fred is a deep-seated, deep-rooted New York guy. And we know what happened with Bernie Madoff, and we know, of course, that Met fans have been mad at Fred Wilpon for years. But he really is a lovely man. But regardless of that, Steve Cohen buys the Mets, $2.6 billion. Just answer this question for me and Bernie, Mike. He was about to buy the Mets a couple of months ago. Then all of a sudden, it stopped. Here comes J-Lo and A-Rod. And now yesterday, he bought the Mets. So what happened yesterday that didn't happen 3 months ago?
Well, I think the rest of the Wilpon family realized that Jeff's desire to have a hand in things for the next 5 years wasn't nearly as important as this incredible influx of cash that's probably going to make all of the Wilpon and Katz family's problems disappear. And ultimately, that's, I think, what would carry the day. I mean, you know, frankly, he paid more than J-Rod was going to pay, than anybody else was going to pay. And I think that ultimately is what mattered to everybody involved here. I think that if Jeff Wilpon had other alternatives, he probably would have sold to somebody else, because it's pretty clear that they just don't like each other. But at the end of the day, you're not going to scotch $2.4 billion deal based on personal feelings, especially when you have familial pressure as the Wilpons do.
Mike Vaccaro on the Bernie and Sid Show from the New York Post. Mike, I don't know how often you listen to the Bernie and Sid Show, but if you do, you know I'm a very, very woke guy. I'm a very, progressive guy. And, I know there's a dearth of people of color owning professional sports franchises. Now, this would have been an opportunity, speaking of A-Rod and J-Lo, for Wilpons or somebody to remedy that. Is there any sort of feeling out there that, wow, we missed it, we blew an opportunity here to rectify some wrongs or something like that? Anything like that?
I think there's probably going to be an element of that, Bernie, but to be honest with you, A-Rod is kind of his own entity, and I think that his stuff kind of transcends that to where it's an issue. I think that's what really concerned Mets fans, is that, you know, what happens when this becomes more than a passing phase for these two very famous people with a lot of famous options, with a lot of options in their life, you know, this time in their life. So I don't think that's going to be quite as much of an issue as it might have been for somebody else.
Probably not.
Background, because, and I think they'll probably move on and probably have a pretty fine life anyway, even without the Mets.
But, and then they'll find another team.
Or some other kind of, hobby to be able to pass the time. I agree with you. Yeah.
So, but in terms of Steve Cohen, it's interesting because, and again, he's also a very nice guy, like Wilpon, the Cohen Children's Medical Center out on Long Island, which we've got a relationship with. Steve Cohen has put a lot of money into that hospital, which, of course, takes care of sick children every day. That's worth noting. But on top of that, you know, he's kind of had a bit of a rough run. His old company was fined, nearly like $2 billion by the SEC. And one of his top guys in his company has gone to prison for many, many years, I guess, for some type of insider trading. I may be getting some of these details wrong, but the truth is Steve Cohen has run into serious issues with the SEC before. But I guess that doesn't matter when you've got $2.5 billion to spend, right?
Yeah, and ultimately, look, I mean, Mets fans are treating him like some kind of messiah, which he is on one level, because, look, it's a very basic happiness, and it's a very basic formula. He's got money that the previous owners did not.
Yeah, but here's the question. He's got money that the previous owners did not. That's great, but the question is, has Steve Cohen intimated to anybody that he's going to take all that money that he's got, nearly $15 billion, and actually spend it on the team?
It's a very fair point, and I do think that a lot of people are jumping to the conclusions that, A, here's a guy with a lot of money. B, here's a guy who's been a Mets fan for a lot of years. Therefore, a guy who's been a Mets fan for a lot of years probably has the same complaints that Mets fans have had for years, which is they don't spend enough to retain their own players or to acquire players. And so, therefore, they're jumping to the conclusion that, you know, C or D, this guy's going to wind up spending. I mean, here's the thing about Steve Cohen. He didn't accumulate that money by spending it, you know, recklessly. I mean, he's not going to just start making it rain. But I do think that there is not that the idea now is that the Mets can be the kind of players that, you know, not just the Yankees, but the Dodgers and the Cubs and other large market teams. And I think that was the ultimate frustration for a lot of Mets fans is that, look, I think you understand you buy a pennant every year, but you can, I think, spend to the degree of other big market franchises in the sport without a salary cap. And I think that's ultimately now what they have the ability to do. Now, you know, as you say, proof is in the pudding. He's still got to do it. And no, he hasn't promised wild spending sprees. But I do think that the notion that he's a guy who's now, you know, the Mets have as their owner a guy who's richer than the next three rich baseball owners combined, I think that's almost hard for a lot of Mets fans to fathom in some ways.
Yeah, it would be a good indication, excuse me, that he would actually go the extra mile. Mike Vaccaro, this has been billed. I believe this is the largest sports acquisition in the history of the country. Am I wrong about that?
Nope, that's correct. At least for the time being.
So he's spending what? What is the price? What are the details?
Yeah, it's 2.4, and it sounds like once he's approved by baseball owners, then they're going to start reentering negotiations for SNY, which is probably going to be at least another $2 billion. So by the time he's done, you can say what you want about the Wilpons' business acumen, but they're about ready to clear about $4.5 billion,
wow,
probably more.
Wow.
So that's not a bad day's work either.
Yeah, I know. Dave Tepper, another hedge fund guy like Steve Cohen, just bought the Carolina Panthers for just under $2.3 billion in the NFL. That was the most. Now Steve Cohen has passed that, and you're right. The owners of the Tigers, the Giants, and I believe the Dodgers, when you combine ownership, that's worth about $13.1 billion, those three guys, and Cohen himself is worth $14.6. So the Mets got the money, guy. They got the guy with a lot of money,
and excuses.
He's spending it. So, right, there's no excuses anymore. So you would say then, in wrapping up this conversation, Mike Vaccaro, and as always, you're tremendous, a great writer. We love you. If you're a New York Met fan, and me and Bernie are both New York Met fans, you have reason for hope. You should be happy today.
I think so, absolutely, because it's a time now where I think you don't have to worry about money being an impediment for the various reasons it was with the Wilpon family. And I mean, here is the one caveat I'll say, and I don't think it's going to surprise you, Sid, because you know the man. But, you know, I always thought the one unfair thing that people tagged the Wilpons with was that they didn't care about winning.
Not
that
true.
Couldn't be farther from the truth. They wanted to win.
Yes.
You know, they were just limited by what they could do just because of, you know, not only what had happened to them with Bernie Madoff, but the fact that, you know, they don't have the kind of liquid that a guy like Steve Cohen, and more, this is the kind of owner we're getting in sports because that's the kind of owner that can afford to buy into the club.
Right, and there are two $100 million-plus players on the Mets right now with DeGrom and Cespedes. So they do spend money, but just like you said, because of a variety of reasons, not enough. Hey, Mike, great column today, and you're always great. We really do love you on this show, so continued success and keep coming back.
Thank you, Mike.
It's always great talking to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Mike Vaccaro, New York Post, I should say, sports columnist, and he's got a great column on today, Steve Cohen buying the New York Mets.